One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on The Grave Talks, a conversation about Malvern Manor. In the late 1800s to early 1900s, Malvern Manor in the tiny town of Malvern, Iowa, was a thriving family-owned hotel. But the railroad that kept it in business lost passengers due to the popularity of automobiles. It was then converted into a facility for the troubled, with patients who suffered from everything from drug addiction to schizophrenia calling it home. The conditions were deplorable, and numerous horror stories circulated during Malvern Manor's existence. The allegations led to it being shut down. Many believe that the building's paranormal activity stems from the neglect and mistreatment of patients. They locked the doors and walked away. But it's now open again, but not for the faint of heart. The manor now sits empty, or is it really empty? Because for an empty building, there sure is a lot of activity there. Today on The Grave Talks, the hauntings of Malvern Manor with owner Josh Hurd. What drove you to be interested in purchasing the Malvern Manor?
I tell you, I have always been fascinated by all things just weird, right? I remember even being in grade school and my friends were all reading Berenstain Bears. And here I am reading the Goosebumps book or the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, all of those. And I've always been drawn to this. And I know I was wanting to then do filmmaking and get into film production and all that stuff. And I know we were in Malvern, we were given the green light to go ahead and film at this location that's called the Classic Cafe. And they have their own slew of paranormal happenings. They said, come on, bring your cameras, all that fun stuff. But I didn't realize there's a bar that's attached to the Classic Cafe. So this was a Friday night. It must have been a pretty rough week for a lot of people because they were very loud. And, there was just no way that we could properly investigate everything with noise contamination
Not
and all
like
that stuff going on. No. So I go outside and I was getting a breath of fresh air And this guy goes, "So what's with all the cameras, dude?" And I was like, oh, man. Like, this guy's going to think I'm crazy. Like, okay. So I told him what we were doing. And he was like, you know, that's kind of cool. And he's like, you know, I really don't believe in this stuff. However, he goes, I got this place. It's huge. It used to be, you know, a hotel and then a nursing home and then like a group home for mentally handicapped people. It's like 10,000 square feet. And I'm like, where is this place? And he's like, it's right across the street. And I was like, I think you and I just became best friends. You know what I mean? Like, it's awesome. So like, this was astounding to me. And again, like, this guy, he's like, I really don't believe in this stuff. However, like, there are things that happen inside of the building that I can't personally explain. The building was basically just sitting vacant. It wasn't being used for anything. And he was kind enough to then let us come in that night. And we captured more stuff. We had more stuff happen to us within a 2-hour period than we had in the last 2 years. So I was like, there is something special about this place that I'm not quite privy to yet. And I was hooked from that moment on. And I keep in contact with the guy. And I was like, look, man, like, I really don't think you understand like what you have your hands on here. And I'm like, we could open the doors. Like, I'll run the tours. It'll be the easiest money you've ever made in your life. Like, whatever. And we did that for like, God, it was like 6 months. And he called me one night and he was like, oh, well, you know, I got a new job. I have to leave the area. I'm literally selling everything. My house, the manor, like, everything's going. And I was like, pump the brakes and give me 3 weeks to figure something out.
Yeah. And I wasn't exactly planning on buying anything.
We were able to, you know, keep the building doing what it was doing. Yes, exactly. Like, no, I had no intention whatsoever of doing that. But I mean, I guess as luck would have it, there it is. So, I mean, quite literally, Malvern Manor was the happiest accident that ever happened. You
Which
know?
Is so crazy because you have all your equipment there. You really are at a standstill. And then out of the blue, you just randomly run into this guy outside like it was supposed to be.
Exactly.
So do you live in
yes.
that area?
And that's what's it's super weird now. So like quite literally, like I do, like I live like 10 minutes away from the place. You know,
oh.
know what I'm saying? And it's fascinating too. Like I grew up in this area and I remember specifically like my grandma would take us swimming at the pool in Malvern. And after the pool, we would go to this little diner that quite literally sits in the front yard of Malvern Manor, basically. And we would have ice cream. I never knew this place existed. I never paid any mind to this giant structure that's right behind this small little shack, more or less. Like, I had no idea that this place even existed. And so it's like, looking back on everything now, like quite literally the first 10 minutes of my first documentary film is us stumbling upon this building that one day would then be called Malvern Manor, which is so bizarre. Like I've stopped believing in coincidence, like altogether.
And that
like,
almost,
it's fascinating to me.
And anybody who would see that would go, oh, that part's scripted because there's no way that happy accident happened. Because that just seems like right. something out of a movie, right? So we, especially
Correct.
A haunted movie, like a scary movie. It just
And that's
seems
what's funny
like,
to me, right? It's like all I wanted to do was introduce the film with a ghost hunt. This is who we are. This is how we investigate. Very broad stroke and move on to the meat and potatoes of the story. Which, I mean, ultimately is what I did. But I had no intention whatsoever of like, oh, one day this place is going to be my job. You know what I mean?
So fascinating
weird.
To me. So when you were a kid and you were interested in the paranormal stuff, and then obviously that just stuck with you as an adult, if you're doing investigations and things, had you had paranormal experiences as a kid or did you kind of go looking for them?
So I never really actively was pursuing anything. Like, just ghost stories would always just kind of like what drew me in. And then I think I was about, my gosh, I was probably 12 years old. I had lost an uncle. And my uncle was only 31 years old when he passed away. And so it hit really hard, just because he was like my best friend, you know?
Mm.
And so losing him, it was the first time that I can remember actually knowing and accepting the finality of death. Like, he's gone and he's not coming back. And now somehow I have to deal with this. And I...
So we're in the middle of a Zoom call. The Zoom call dropped out and you just called back in. So if you sound slightly different, you're now on the phone line. Okay, so we're good. So thank you very much. I'm so glad I was able to get back in touch with you, because you were right in the middle of this very interesting story about, I'd asked you about paranormal experiences, and then you were talking about losing your uncle, and then it dropped out.
Going on with technology today.
Well, let me tell you this. I do paranormal stuff all day, every day, and I swear it's just because I'm talking about it. Weird things happen all the time. So back to the story about your uncle. So I'm really sorry that you lost him when you were so young. I can't imagine.
Oh, so like kind of what I was saying, like that was like when I finally could understand and comprehend, right? Like the finality of death. There was a couple different things that had happened specifically surrounding his death. Very odd things. One of them was, I smelled his cologne, right? For an example. And I didn't know if it was something that was grief, like just a crazy amount of grief that was then triggering a fond memory of his very specific cologne that he would wear. And I don't even know what it was called or even if they make it any longer, but it's like, yeah, maybe it was something like that. Or maybe it was him coming by and saying hello. But all I know is having these experiences, then it triggered something in me that I knew, okay, something else happens to us after we're done here. Like something that we're not privy to happens. And I want to figure out what that is. And that's when I started diving into the works of Hans Holzer, the works of Ed and Lorraine Warren. Like, I'm reading parapsychological studies from the 1960s, like just weird crap that a 12-year-old probably isn't going to be reading normally, right?
Right.
It wasn't until college that I then, you know, found like-minded individuals who had similar interests and wanted to actively pursue this creepy stuff with me. And so that's kind of really when it was like, oh, now we're going after this stuff. Now we're actively trying to ask questions and putting ourselves into the haunted location. You know, we're not waiting for the haunt to come to us, right? Like, we're now actively pursuing it. So yeah, I mean, it was a crazy, crazy time for sure.
So you took your love of film and the paranormal. So that's how you end up in Malvern, which you live close by. So it kind of makes sense. Yeah. You would start doing something close. But then just having this house kind of fall in your lap, it's almost like you were meant to be part of this house. And it just doesn't seem like a coincidence to me. So you purchased with someone?
That's correct. Yes. Okay. Yes.
And
so it's the two of us, the three of us, really, but yes.
So you buy this 10,000 square foot manor, and was there a, like, what are we going to do with this now? Or did you know all along, we're just going to keep doing paranormal investigations there?
Yep. And so, and that was kind of it. Like that first 6 months when I had, I was running tours. I was running all the cash because it was cash only at that time. I was running it right over to that other guy who owned it. And so I just wanted the building to continue to do what it was already doing. At that time, I was kind of like a kid with a new toy, if we're being honest,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course,
as a kid with a new toy would do, I want to kind of show off to my buddies a little bit. And so one of the first people I called was Johnny Hauser from the Villisca Axe Murder House, right? And Johnny is just a dear friend. And I was like, dude, you got to come check this place out. And so told him a little bit about what little history I knew and all of that stuff. And I'm like, just walk around, just go have fun, whatever. I'll be outside. Johnny comes running out the back door, maybe 30 minutes later. And he was like, listen, I don't know what just happened to me. All I do know is that a very tall shadow figure ran right at me.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what? And he goes, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm like, okay, dude. I'm like, yep, see ya.
And that's the Villisca Axe right. Murder House. Like, you can handle that one.
Right.
Wow.
I'm like, okay. And so on his way home from the manor is when he called one of his best friends, who is Nick Groff from, you know, Paranormal Lockdown was the mm-hmm. show that he had going on at that time. And Johnny just said, you need to get your butt to Iowa now. And that's when Paranormal Lockdown came. They filmed an episode at Malvern Manor, and that's what really put us on the map, was that show, you know. And now we've had Destination Fear when it was still on the air and all that stuff. They came and did their thing, and now we've had, I mean, countless you know, YouTubers and just explorers and, I mean, all sorts of fun stuff. It's like, it's fun to see the dynamic between people that actually come, because our clientele isn't just paranormal enthusiasts. It's also thrill seekers. It's people right, that are just right. wanting to do a 14-year-old's birthday party. I mean, just weird stuff. You know?
Although as a kid, you would have been there. You know, that would have been the best birthday party yeah, ever for a kid like you. Do you find that Iowa is kind of abnormally haunted? There's something about the entire
state. I find Iowa to be abnormal anyway. Okay.
Because my sister lives on the opposite side of the state. She's in the southeast corner of the state, Burlington, Iowa, and she has the most haunted building. And then there's that little town has got so many haunted locations. It just seems like all across Iowa. There's just so many haunted locations.
And I'm trying to remember. There was this really cool place that I went to. The Mason House Inn is what it's called. And it's on the opposite side of Iowa. It's close to Burlington. And it's, I mean, it's in a town of literally maybe 12 people. It's a really cool bed and breakfast. Haunted as crap. It's amazing.
Oh, I'm writing that down because next time I go visit my sister, I might have to see if I can go check it out. Not spend the night, but check it out.
No, just kind of walk around. It's really, really cool.
Hey, do you mind giving me a little tour? So when you bought the building, let's go back into the history of the Malvern Manor. So it was originally built late 1800s. It was a hotel. And back in the day, the trains would stop in the towns. Like there's a lot of them in Kansas, too, where the train stopped. You'd get off the train. You'd spend the night. Train's waiting for you in the morning. Yep. It's not like it is now. And so it did a really good business as a hotel. I'm going to guess.
Yeah, and I mean, that was what was really cool about it is the fact like the building itself was very multi-purpose, but for the most part, it was just servicing the railroad as a hotel. And it was pretty much the place to be in the area. Like it really was the pinnacle of the area. And so... I mean, you're talking 1869. It was also literally the fourth structure that was built in that town. So, I mean, the whole town is popping up around this place, you know? It's just always been the creepy house on the corner, I guess. I don't know.
The creepy, really very cool. large house on the corner. And then
at one point,
was it after the hotel closed, then it became a family residence? But it sounds like kind of a weird family, the Gibson family. Then.
No. So it's interesting, too, because now the more and more that we're looking into all of this stuff, it runs as a hotel all the way up then until the 1950s.
Till the
50s? So the 1950s. Yeah. So it has a really good run there. It's changing hands like they're losing it in a poker game and sometimes, but I mean, still running and operating as a hotel. But then in the 50s, it shuts down and becomes what we would consider to be more or less like a nursing home type setting. The nursing home itself only lasts a couple of decades, so really not that long in the grand scheme of things, but that is where it becomes the group home, which is servicing any form of what they considered to be a mental disorder back then in the 1970s. Which, to be fair or whatever, it is far different than what we consider a mental disorder now. So their clientele is quite vast. It's things that we see every day, people with drug and alcohol abuse, people with Down syndrome, very common type ailments. And then, of course, more exotic cases, people on the opposite side of the coin with DID, or what they used to refer to as multiple personalities. Schizophrenics, I mean, even murderers were housed there. Like, it is a very eclectic group of people coexisting under the same roof.
That was what I was going to say. It doesn't feel right to me that these people, a sweet Down syndrome person, would be in the same facility as someone who committed a horrific crime.
Exactly. What's really interesting is the fact that it runs like that all the way up until 2005.
What?
When it finally closed its doors. So it wasn't that long ago in the grand scheme of things that this building was still in full swing. So very, very interesting stuff.
That just blows me away. I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around that. Because it sounds to me, I thought you were going to say, you know, and then it closed down in 1972. And,
yes, exactly.
And it sat there empty. But it didn't sit there empty for nearly as long as what I had in my brain.
No. Now, and kind of more then to the initial question, the Gibson family, very interesting group of people. However, we had gone through this, and this is kind of one of those things that it's like when history presents itself, I am a stickler in giving people the, like, it's very important to me that I'm not filling people full of crap. Like, as a paranormal investigator myself, I want to have all the facts. I want to have all the straight facts. And so initially we do know that back in the year 1900, this was December 21st of 1900. So it's right around Christmas time. 12-year-old Inez Gibson was outside playing with her 8-year-old brother, Otto. She was either cold, maybe bored, but she said, I'm going upstairs. Well, 10 minutes pass, we know Otto comes upstairs, and he finds his sister Inez hanging by her jump rope in the closet. Now, this kind of looked like a suicide. To be fair, it kind of smelled like a suicide. Numerous newspapers around the area reported it as such. However, in her actual death certificate, it does say accidental death. Now, that's also a heck of an accident, if you ask me. But what we do know factually is that these kids had a very tough go of life anyway. I do know that. But Otto comes upstairs, finds his sister, and obviously tries to help. He's trying to get her down. He's only 8 years old. He's not strong enough to do so. Otto then runs to the grocery store, which is fairly close. The grocery store was where aunt and uncle were working that day as grocers in town. Aunt and uncle had also just become adopted mom and dad to these kids. So again, a new living situation, a tough go of life, but he grabs aunt and uncle. Otto also grabs two doctors as well, which just seems like complete dumb luck for small town Iowa in 1900, in my opinion.
Right.
But they race back. They get her down. They tried to help in some way, but I mean, far too much time had passed, right? There was just no helping her. The story shakes the entire community. Like, even one of the doctors that was trying to assist her that day committed suicide himself 10 days later.
What?
So it's like, it just gets messy. Now, what's fascinating to me is the fact that one of the most active spirits inside of Malvern Manor is a little girl claiming to be Inez Gibson. You will very audibly hear her running up and down the hall. She'll call you by name. She'll ask you to come and play, things like that. But I can also now definitively tell people Inez Gibson never died on property. Like the story I just told you 100% happened right across the street. Why in her afterlife, if it is in fact her, would she seemingly be choosing then to be at the manor? I have no idea. Now, I do know she's certainly receiving a lot of attention. People are bringing her gifts and toys and money and all sorts of stuff like that. So maybe it is the, you know, the attention or whatever. I have no idea. But it is fascinating to me. But we do know definitively now that, no, she never passed away on the property.
And it doesn't even make sense that she'd be outside playing with her brother and just go inside and do that. You know, that just isn't normally, you know, she'd been
like everything seemed fine.
And then the doctor doing that 10 days later.
Right.
I mean, coincidence.
And that's what I was like.
Seems like something really dark.
Yes. And so what's interesting too about that is then now I could just talk for days. I'm sorry, but still it's fascinating to me because that would have been like December 31st that he passed away, the doctor, right? What's interesting is we know that when Inez passed away, like I said, it was December 21st. So 10 years and 10 days later, so 1910, December 31st, there was another 12-year-old girl who did pass away on property. Now, her name was Eunice. And Eunice Stamper was her last name. Her father actually owned the what they called the Cottage Hotel at that time. Like I said, he was an owner. He had just taken over ownership in July, and now it's December of the same year. There was an outbreak of diphtheria, which sadly came from the railroad. The Cottage Hotel became basically like ground zero. Because all of these people were contracting diphtheria. Sadly, she was one of these people that contracted the disease, and she sadly lost her life. But very, very interesting to me that another 12-year-old girl, just 10 years and 10 days later, would lose her life on property.
And Inez, and what was her name? It was a weird one.
Eunice.
So...
yeah.
They kind of sound similar enough. Do you think sometimes it could be she's saying Eunice and it sounds like Inez and it's confusing?
Possibly. Very, very possible. Like I've had the same thought. Absolutely.
Little Inez is across the street. She has not moved on for whatever reason. There's a girl right across the street. Maybe they're both there. You know, it's like
they're just like BFFs now.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, right. And they keep getting all this cool stuff. So come on over.
They're like, you want to know what's really fun is when you can make a 40-year-old man jump. Like, and really get scared. They're like, this is going to be a great time.
And it would be better to enjoy it with somebody. But
yes, exactly.
The energy in the manor I've heard is pretty dark overall. Do you feel that?
You know, sometimes
do you feel
I
places?
Do.
And actually, yeah. That would make sense. Different times, it would feel different, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I certainly do. And it's almost like, it's very odd. Like, I never in a million years would consider myself to be psychic, sensitive, or anything of the sort. I always kind of joke that I'm about as psychic as a blade of grass. Just not at all, right? or a rock in the driveway. And, it is interesting to me because every once in a while you can certainly feel it. Like you could almost feel the mood change in the house. I mean, gosh, the other day, for an example, I always have a camera that is ready to go. And I always have a lav mic that's sitting right next to that camera and they are primed and ready just in case. If I hear something or see something or whatever, I can turn on the camera and just go after it. And luckily, the other day, I was hearing what sounded like footsteps or running and banging, things like that, just kind of a commotion. I was like, what the heck is going on? So grab the camera and just go after it. I'm walking down through what we call the nursing home wing, which is a very long hallway full of rooms, but it wasn't added on until 1956. So, I mean, it is quite literally the newest section of the whole place. I'm back there doing my thing. And I said, well, I'm not experiencing anything, right? So I'm like, well, if I can do anything, if I can help you in any way, let me know. And I start to walk back. And I hear twice the most blood-curdling scream. It's certainly a female, definitely in distress of some sort. And it absolutely scared the crap out of me. But obviously, being a good little ghost hunter, I had to go after that sound, right? Because you always try to go towards the source as much as you possibly can. And I found nothing. Like, I found absolutely nothing out of place or anything like that. So it was disturbing, to say the least. Like, whoever this was certainly in distress. It was terrifying. And that was just a...
Wow.
I don't know. Like, I joke around all the time. I'm like, oh yeah, that's just a Tuesday. You know what I mean? At Malvern Manor. That's just a Tuesday. But it was also one of those things that was like, I'm never going to forget that. That was so profound.
And you can tell when, like, it's coming from inside versus outside. And
that was initially my thought. Maybe somebody was screaming outside. It's summertime. You know what I mean? Kids are out and about and they're doing their thing or whatever. But then more and more I listened to it. There's reverb, like, behind the voice.
Oh.
Like, there's definitely reverb. It's coming from inside one specific room. And I mean, I could hear it anyway, emanating from that side of the hallway. So, I mean, and it's all the way down the hall and right to the right. And I mean, that's where it was coming from. And I was like, oh my God. Coincidentally or whatever, I mean, the lady that occupied that room, while she was still alive, her name was Rebecca. Rebecca did not have a very good time while she was there. That's saying the least. She was dropped off there by her husband, which apparently was something you could just do
back in the day. They could, and he could move on and get a new wife.
Yeah. The more and more I looked into it, it appeared that it only took two signatures for somebody to be committed back then. And it was usually the husband and the father that would sign off on the paperwork, and that was it, which is terrifying.
Oh, she had no say.
But obviously, like, she thinks my husband no longer loves me. Mm-hmm. He doesn't find me attractive. And this became quite the obsession for her. She would pull her hair out of her head, like, one by one by one, just standing in front of the sink, looking into the mirror, which, I mean, there is a medical term for that, and I would butcher it if I tried to pronounce it, but I do know that she was very heavily medicated. She did not respond well. She stops eating. She stops drinking. I mean, she literally wastes away to nothing. So it's certainly one of the more sad stories that we have there. But it makes me wonder, it's like, I have numerous theories, right? Like, did I somehow upset her? Did I somehow startle her? Or did I startle her to the fact, like, she's just living her day-to-day life and here comes this random whatever into her room? Heck, I'd even go as far as, what if I'm a ghost to her? Like, I certainly have no idea, but
it might not have had anything to do with you. She might not have known you were in the building. There just might have been blood curdling screams happening.
Did I tap into something residual?
Exactly.
Were the atmospheric conditions correct? Was it the day? Was it the specific time of day? Was it a specific weather pattern or moon phase or what have you? I don't know. Something that was the antecedent of that, right? Maybe I tapped into it just for a moment. Whatever it was interesting. But it's one of those things that's going to stick with me forever. I'm just glad that I captured it.
When you think about how they housed people there, people who did not belong in the same facility together, I'm going to guess, number one, care wasn't good because they weren't specializing in one sort of thing. It almost sounds like this is a big place. Yep. We can just take care of them all here. That solves lots of problems.
Hey.
So care might not have been good, but I also would see abusive behavior maybe between the patients there.
Definitely.
You know, both of those things could have gone on. So who knows what happened behind those closed doors?
Correct. Now, I do know in 2005, when the building did shut down for the last time, neglect and abuse were right at the top of that list. There was also a more than fair amount of insurance fraud going on as well behind the scenes as well. So, I mean, it was an absolute mess from start to finish.
So somebody's just collecting money off of these people because there's probably some Medicaid payments or insurance payments or something. They're making money.
Yep.
And yep. It doesn't matter if they can't care for them. It's money. You know, each patient in there was a paycheck, basically.
That's it. That's it right there. It's a paycheck. They're now a commodity, right?
Yes.
Like that's what that is. Yeah. Now I've been able to speak with numerous people now that have that worked there previously. And they said the turnover rate was almost laughable. I mean, they were going through staff like water, you know, like it was just crazy.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation about Malvern Manor with owner Josh Hurd. For more information on Malvern Manor, as well as tours and paranormal investigations, visit their website at malvernmanor.weebly.com. And for more information about Josh, visit his website at joshhurd.net. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there. Also, all ad free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.